Tonight on Life in the Rock, we have Dr. Joshua Miller from Inscape Center. We'll hear a reflection from Corinne May and much more. Welcome to Life on the Rock. Tonight, our guest is Dr. Joshua Miller. He is the director of the Inscape Center for Personal Vocation. He's going to share with us his work about helping people discover their vocation in life.
We're now going to a reflection with Corinne May.
So I'd always wondered why, you know, St. John Paul had talked about totus tuus being his motto. And it was only when I read the book that John Paul talked about, which was St. Louis de Montfort's True Devotion to Mary. And then I understood, like he did, that Marian devotion is Christocentric. It's centered towards Christ. So I don't know if you know anything about True Devotion to Mary, but basically what St. Louis de Montfort says is that we don't need to go the hard way to become a saint. That's what I understood about it. In other words, if we give everything to Mary, she already has the mold because she formed our Lord in her womb. And so if you think about it, like, I'm gonna put an analogy of making jello, okay? You've got the mold already. You need a liquid form and you pour everything into that mold and it becomes everything that it is. You don't have to be like Michelangelo carving a block of marble. So when God's trying to mold you into becoming a saint, I think it's easier to sort of like be poured into the mold, you know, so you don't sort of like get chiseled away. I think it's a bit more of a painful suffering if you get chiseled away. So with giving everything to Mary, because she's our Blessed Mother and she knows our Lord the best, we can trust that she knows what to do with us, that she knows how best to please her Son, since she's so close to her Son, and since our Lord has given Mary to us as our Blessed Mother because he knows that she's going to take care of us. So it's almost with a childlike faith that we can give her everything of ourselves. We have to give her our past, our present, even our future, our good works, whatever we might not have done properly, but we can give it to her with full trust that she'll know what to do. You know, so initially when I read about that, it was a little hard because I was thinking, but I want to offer up, you know, whatever I go through for this particular friend or this particular family member because I feel like they need it more. But now I can just sort of use Mary as my broker. I can say, okay, I'm just going to give everything to you, Mary, because you know everything more than I do. You know how to put all these things together. And she, in her motherly love, has taken me on a journey. You know, she's helped me to see so much of my Lord's love in the things that I encounter in my life.
Well, Dr. Joshua Miller, welcome to Life on the Rock.
Thank you, Father Mark. Good to be with you.
And we wanted to have you on to talk about your Inscape Center for Personal Vocation.
Yes.
You have a PhD in philosophy and focusing on the personalism of John Paul II.
Yes, that was a big part of that, the philosophy of the human person.
So I thought we could start there a little bit. When we talk about vocation, how that's rooted in our dignity as a human person, image and likeness of God. Mm-hmm.
From an early age, I was very drawn to the truth that each person is uniquely crafted, uniquely made, and has a story that indicates that. Story of authentic fulfillment. And I came into the church through the pro-life movement, but had done work related to helping people understand their uniqueness, but wasn't sure how Catholic it was. So I went to Franciscan University of Steubenville to study with Dr. John Crosby, and came to see this beautiful truth of Catholic personalism, that every single one is crafted by God uniquely for a unique way of holiness, a personal vocation. And that's really captured my heart and my mind as a father, as a spouse, as a teacher, as a coach. It's really at the heart of my work is to help each person realize the unique way God has crafted them for holiness.
Right. And of course, the Vatican II, we had the universal call that precedes that, of course, but yes. That was an emphasis in Vatican II that everyone's called to holiness, not just priests, religious.
Yes.
And I was just thinking in terms of Mother Angelica too, she always talked about that, how we're, you know, we each called our own unique way, our own gifts, personality. But let's talk about what makes the human person special compared to the rest of visible creation.
One of the great ways that I like to explain that in my philosophy class is that all subpersonal creation God intended as means to his ends. And that's how he governs them, as means to his ends. But the human person is created as an end in and of itself. Not that we don't obey God's law, we must. We are only fulfilled in obeying God's law. But that he allows us to be a creative source of return to him. And so we're created uniquely, but within that is this full human freedom by which we can decide to use the resources that he's given to us, the unique gifts, but also the circumstances that we find ourselves within, and surge towards him, surge upward, back to relationship with him. So this essential aspect of being a free, rational person who can govern ourselves in response to his law towards him.
He directs us to himself from within us, right?
Yes, exactly that.
Yeah. And I like, too, the personalists emphasize the uniqueness of the individual.
That's right.
And the unrepeatability.
Yes. It's so significant for many reasons. And I think when we link this personalism with evangelization that we see, there's a massive pathway, I think, for the new evangelization for Catholics, but also for those that don't know Jesus. And that is that when we can encounter them as not just a human being, but as an utterly unique person that reflects Christ in a distinctive way and has a distinctive set of gifts and is valuable, even before baptism, each person at creation is literally an image bearer of Christ by creation. When we emphasize that each one has that unique dignity and has a story that reflects that, then we're honoring that person. And when we know them by name and know their gifts and seek to have them gain awareness of those gifts and really value that in the person, then we create a bridge, I think, to evangelization. We also help Catholics move away from this false idea that the priest simply consists of the institutional church and our priests and religious, that each of the baptized has a unique, irrepeatable, irreplaceable call to holiness for the sake of building up the church. And we have got to, as a church, emphasize that for our renewal.
Right. I think we crave that. I mean, we all have a sense, I think it's naturally a sense of maybe our specialness, uniqueness, but we might not really get it at a heart level.
That's true.
And if somebody recognizes that in us, it really stirs us.
It does stir us. Yes.
And so with the Inscape Center, how do you go about fostering that awareness?
Yeah, Inscape comes from this wonderful term by the Jesuit poet, Father Gerard Manley Hopkins. And Hopkins saw that all things in nature have an inscape. And what he meant by that is that the grass, the birds, the skies, all things have a unique essence which image God. But this is especially true of the human person. And so what we want to do with the Inscape Center for Personal Vocation is help every person recognize that they are uniquely crafted for God's good purposes. And one of the significant ways that we do that, Father Mark, is we begin by helping people recognize that they already have stories of activity at just a natural level. Stories, we call them fulfillment stories, that are satisfying, they do well. And what they do is they express a pattern of unique gifts. And since grace perfects and builds upon nature, when they're aware of being a bearer of unique gifts, and it's already doing good, that's a great basis for then helping them recognize how they can contribute that in whatever state of life vocation they may be called to, or whatever the daily needs are as well.
Right. So at the center, you would reflect on that, maybe tell these stories.
We draw the stories out.
Draw the stories out.
Yeah. Most people have not been asked to look back in their lives and think of 5, 7, 10 stories of things they've really deeply enjoyed doing and believed in well. Action, going back to personalism, action reveals essence. Mm-hmm. And simply by reflecting upon those stories, they begin to get a sense of how God crafted them. Mm-hmm. That unique pattern of gifts, of course, can be applied in all sorts of areas.
Right.
It's not simply one way of discerning personal vocation, but it is something that God intended for all eternity. So it's a big part of what he wants them to do and how he calls them. So within those stories of authentic fulfillment, there's a pattern that shows up, and we help them see that pattern. It's beautiful.
Right. Well, we got to take a short break. We'll be back with Joshua Miller, so don't go away. Well, Joshua, let's talk about the program itself. You have Houses of Formation at the University of Franciscan University in Steubenville, and it's geared toward 18 to 23-year-olds?
We'll put it this way. Steubenville is becoming a place where the church is really in renewal in multiple ways. So I'm the co-founder of InScape, but I also have a role at Franciscan University to help develop an Office of Personal Vocation. InScape is formally partnered with Franciscan University, I'm happy to say. But within Steubenville, we have Houses of Formation for men and for women. And over the course of 2 semesters, we first help young people between the ages of 18 and 23 first recognize that they're called to be sons and daughters first. And before they can launch into mission to be brothers and sisters, they need to be anchored in that relationship. So we help them get grounded in their identity in Christ first. And then we help them through a series of approaches to understand their uniqueness using the fulfillment stories, also assessments like M-Code and StrengthsFinder. We help them see their unique gifts, and then they try out those unique gifts in practical service in Steubenville. And it's quite beautiful there because there's all kinds of organizations devoted to sanctifying the world, and they've got a lot of opportunities there to serve and test out their gifts and calling.
So like maybe the mission year after school, after college, or that would be where they would test it out
at various times. Sometimes before college. We've got a couple of women now who are have been in college for a couple of years, but they weren't quite sure what they wanted to do, so they're in formation. But I think it's most significant before a young person with blinders on heads into a 4-year degree to really understand how God crafted them to be and their unique gifts. So we offer that place of formation in partnership with Franciscan.
And so that's off campus. They come and live for a year usually?
Yes.
Yeah. And what would be some of like the apostolates they would get their hands dirty with? What would they?
There's so many wonderful things. There's a Sycamore Youth Center, which is set up by a Catholic man. There's about 52 or 60 different after-school programs with all kinds of things there. There's work to, there's an agrarian aspect of Steubenville's revitalization, and they can help there. Also, arts and music. There's a harmonium project there, which our missionaries have helped with as well. So different aspects of building culture, Catholic culture.
And this back to the storytelling aspect of it, I was thinking, you know, ideally it seemed like we did that growing up to some degree around the dinner table, what happened today. And maybe the young person wouldn't recognize himself, but you know, I was just talking to a grandfather, he's a friend of mine, he's with his 7 grandkids, and he was marveling at the gifts that each one of them had. Same family, but they all had different gifts. So hopefully some of that would happen in the, largely happen maybe in the family.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife has this experience of each child moving within her womb differently. and it's a very special gift that she's been given, because in some sense the kid's personality is an expression of how they moved.
Yeah.
So that uniqueness is very early on. But within Catholic families, it is absolutely vital to create an environment where they can flourish in the faith in general, but also flourish according to how God uniquely made them.
Right. And to help the person realize, in terms of their faith, right, that they are known by God, called by God.
That's right.
Talk about that aspect. How do you get that through to a young person?
Yeah. One of the reasons why young people are leaving the church in droves is because they don't feel like they're known by name in their Catholic institutions, or that they can make a unique contribution. And one reason why personal vocation is so vital for renewal is because it focuses upon the reality that God calls them by name always. And when we know those stories of authentic fulfillment, we're able to see them in unique action, being the good that God made them to be. So when we call those stories out and listen with deep interest, with deep empathy, and begin to name what we see, that's a way of giving them the experience not only of being known by name, but also of being appreciated and cultivated. The very fact of listening well and pointing out the contribution that a young person can and does make is a way of shining light on them, gentle rain, so that they can become who God made them to be.
And you're careful not just to present it as married, religious priests.
Absolutely.
Talk about how you present it.
Yeah. One of the great gifts of Pope John Paul II, which has been carried on by Pope Benedict and Pope Francis, is teaching that each one has a personal vocation. But it takes about 100 years for a council to be really fully implemented, I've heard the historians say. And so as Catholics, we still talk about vocation as a state of life, priesthood, marriage, religious life. Every year I encounter dozens of students who are thinking about vocation that way. But the problem, Father Mark, is that when they do that, they're thinking of vocation as something down the road. Mm-hmm. That they have to figure out, that they have to discern. When we help them recognize that God calls them by name to holiness now, mm-hmm. and they need to live for Him now, what that does is it helps relieve anxiety, but also it gives them dignity and responsibility that their life today matters. And so that personal vocation is what we emphasize as including a state of life.
Right.
But it also includes the gifts that God has given, the relationships that they have, the duties and responsibilities that they have in this present moment. And so personal vocation is sort of all-encompassing in terms of the various ways God calls, but it's also very specific to the person. And when people come alive to that, it's like a fire that the church needs.
Right. And it seems like we're all sinners, so we all mess up our vocation to some degree. Some people might really believe they've missed their vocation, their calling to the priesthood or marriage or something. But God writes straight with crooked lines.
That's right, He does.
And He works with you. I like that idea about the present moment. What can you start there? Mm-hmm. If you're not sure, big picture, start there.
That's right.
What is He calling me to do good today?
Exactly that.
And that's where we find fulfillment and flourishing.
For sure. But,
well, Dr. Miller, thank you so much for joining
us. Thanks, Father Mark.
I enjoyed my discussion with Joshua. I think his philosophical background, especially that personalism that really focuses on the great dignity, value of the human person, I think helps him and motivates him in helping people just to realize a fundamental human vocation mm-hmm. in life.
I thought he said something very important about kind of why young people fall away from the faith, because they don't feel known. Maybe they don't know how to contribute.
Or loved.
Or loved. Mm-hmm. I think that ties into exactly what you said, that personalism, that there is a dignity. And sometimes we do have to appreciate that, cultivate that in a person. Maybe they don't feel it in themselves, which is can be the case, especially with young people. But to recognize their gifts, their talents, and what they bring is so important to really encourage them.
Yeah, and every parent, I guess, knows this. You know, they realize that they want the best for their child and they're hoping for them and seeing, they always see what's so much good about them. And sadly, in our fallen world, we get caught up in sin. We can be damaged by the sins of others or just the fallenness of the culture. And I remember seeing some videos of just people being interviewed on the street that were struggling with addiction. You know, they just so beat them up in life. And your heart goes out to them because you want people, everyone to have that opportunity to flourish.
Right.
You know, that they are our brothers and sisters. You know, we need to help those who are struggling. We're all in need of help and mentoring, as he made that point, to be open to that and to try to reach out to help others.
Yeah, I thought he also made a great point about understanding our vocation, that there's actually a personal vocation now, and that's our call to holiness. Not to delay it, you know, but because I thought he made a good point that when we do say, well, the priesthood, religious life, marriage, we're thinking, it's good to think in long terms, but a lot of times that's way off in the distance for a young person.
Right.
But it's kind of like, what can we do now?
Right.
You know, there's so much we can actually develop and cultivate in that meantime that really prepares us for where God is going to call us later on in the future, or where we might think we thought we were going to be, but where he calls us instead. So
I remember I was out of college and a priest, I was going to Mass frequently, and a priest asked me, you know, in the most gentlest way, he was retired. He said, so what are you going to do with your life? What are you going to do with your life? I was kind of caught up in different things, little minutia of the faith or whatever problems. And he just went in big. What are you going to do with your life? So we put that challenge out to you all watching, especially like a young person. Life's a great adventure. God's got a plan for you. He's poured out the Holy Spirit upon you and into your heart to empower you, to send you into that mission field, to grow, flourish as a human person, to spread the faith, to further the kingdom of God. We pray for you this day. We give you a blessing that you may be faithful to that fundamental vocation. May God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next week on Life on the Rock.
Neighbor. Back then, boy, it sounded so simple, but the world got in the mix. Started problems couldn't fix. That love got complicated, turned to a life of frustration. So I got my MD, prescribing self-medication. Dedication fell off, back by the wayside. Dreaming of my time, back in Bayside. Saved by the bell, but we lost in this world. And you woke this boy up, show that pick of true love. Yeah. Travel around this world, and all I see are windows. When I meet a person, start peering in their soul. I'm racing all the races, cause all I see are faces. And I know I got a past, but we profit to the future. Praising my guy, young Metro might shoot ya. He won't destroy my soul, so I'm begging for that simple life. Joy of crazed in my heart, started late, but all I wanna do now.
I just wanna praise you. Just wanna praise you, but they laughing at him. Formed us from the very dust of earth and called him Adam. There's only one God, yeah, don't you forget it. All the stars in the sky, yeah, he gets the credit. Wish upon that star, king of kings of who you are. Never lost and never far, can't comprehend. So bizarre, but he's our God, we know his name. Trumpet blast, voice proclaim, all transforming, not the same. Turn from sin to where all change, yeah, you know that. Look in the past, it's a throwback. From my head with the skull cap, changing the back from the dope rap with a love tap, and it's so sad. Millions of people just go mad.
yelling and fighting with no pen, walking around with a bad face like a nomad. There's a problem and we gotta face it. They always talk in heaven, but they never chase it. We searching for the truth while they go replace it. I'ma start from the basic and say that
I just wanna praise you. 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 I just wanna praise you.